Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. One more big time appreciation shout out for my guy, Brandon Pardon, my teammate, my point guard, for joining us, giving us a little background on one Deontay Davis. I was telling Dawn, he kind of made me emotional. Like, he sounded like he enjoyed, being over there in France with me, didn't he?
Yeah. I did. He did sound like he had a good time. There was something about prostitutes in there.
And
I just kind of let it be.
And he threw that part in there. We did. Listen, we did live right near the spot.
Yep. I just kind of let that one go.
Right. Like, hey. But he had to throw that in there, Steve.
Yeah.
Well,
it definitely brought some realism to
the scenery.
Yeah,
because at first he tried to, like, at first I thought he was going to do the whole paradise thing, like, yeah, just sitting on the balcony and drinking Heinekens and the cool breeze of North France.
Well, yeah, because Charity was really surprised when I was telling her when she was like, oh, Marcus played overseas and stuff. I was like, no, it's beautiful over there and the places he was playing. And she was like, oh, I thought he played in, like, Libya or what was it?
Lebanon.
Yeah. I was like, no, babe, I'm like, this isn't. We watched, like, I like 13 hours the movie. Right. It's like in Libya. That's where I got Libya. I'm like, no, this isn't the desert.
It's all, yeah, it's a city on the Mediterranean Sea.
Yeah,
it's
beautiful.
The entire city. Yeah, yeah. Not France is a port.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I still don't necessarily want to, like.
Yeah, you are incredibly afraid of the Middle East.
Yeah. No, I'm incredibly afraid of being outside of the country. Like, even going to, like, even though you did ease my mind with, like, Cancun and places, because when you said, I didn't know that, when you said, like, tourists, like, or to touch a tourist over there is, like, high crime.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, that's their money.
Their economy, yeah.
It's everything. And I was like, that is a good point. That is good. But I just, listen, in my brain, I'm in the Bahamas. I'm enjoying a nice time with the basketball team. And then my cab driver takes me in the woods somewhere. And I'm like, where in God's name are we going? And that's the last time you ever heard old Steve.
Well, speaking of the perfect temperature in the Bahamas, well, I'll remind you that in the United States, we're in Louisville, temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one can have. And if you agree, then DFH Company is definitely the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you check into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use at our studio every single day, every single hour, for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. One more time, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
All right. Also, I want to remind people, our next broadcast of Tyler Mountain Water's coverage of Reds baseball, who is now four games over 500, who's playing some great ball, who swept the Cubs over the weekend.
What?
Yeah, just throwing that out there. They'll have their next game tonight as the Reds are in Kansas City, who they beat last night, at 7:40. On ESPN 680, 105.7. So make sure you tune into that. You'll be excited to. Some athletes.
I should have had my camera.
I know. You'll be excited to hear that, hopefully. And also,
To address the competitive hiring climate in the Louisville area, UPS is still offering that retention bonus and attendance bonus in 2021. You can earn up to $18.50 per hour. You might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars of college and $325 a month towards expenses. Enjoy an active job with big growth opportunities at UPS. Visit upsky.com for more information. It is actually really cool because some people that go to work there, they don't realize, like, I mean, there are all kinds of different jobs, man. And you're working with, like, airplanes and stuff, you know. You're like, it's just kind of a cool ambiance, you know, to work with. So,
Before we get into the IQ rankings, which I'm sure we're gonna ruffle some feathers, I did ask a question. I wanted
Texter, that didn't make me feel better. I'm sorry. Steve, just stay mainly in the tourist spot and you're fine. You might get robbed or pickpocketed, but that's about it. Been to Spain and Mexico, and they were a blast. Spain was incredible, so don't let that ruin a great experience. Now, Texter, you're right. You're right on that.
Steve's not the kind of guy to get pickpocketed. Listen, trust me. Nobody invades Steve's personal space in any unfamiliar areas.
I know. So, anyway, sorry.
Steve, the question I asked, it was just a quick, you know, question. And keep in mind, when I say Kofi, there's the fun element to that one. There's the marketing element to the Kofi. There's the man crush element that we all had for Kofi when he was fighting Illini, if they still are that. But I still just talked about a trade.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus Carr, Sidney Curry, or Kofi Coburn? What would you rather have for your Louisville Cardinals?
Oh, like I said, I'll sweeten the deal.
How could you sweeten that deal? Take Sidney Curry out of it.
I'll take Marcus Carr.
Want heads up?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I like Malik. I like Roosevelt. I like what Jalen Withers brings to the table. I like my guys, and I love Kofi Coburn. But I mean, like, I like my guys. I could use another guard, a playmaking guard. Yeah, like L. Ellis is that, I believe. But L. Ellis is a guy who's going to have to come in and adjust to the Division I game at the ACC level. So, like,
and Marcus Carr is a run stopper.
Let me just say this really quick. I ran hills yesterday for the first time in a long, like really uphill sprints, like on a steep grassy hill,
right?
Just where you got to pump your arms and just, you know, my back hurts so bad. Like, I forgot the muscles that are used in doing something like
that. You're cross-training now, Steve.
Dude, my back is killing me. I better just be working dudes out at this camp, man. If you're like awesome basketball player, stay home. I deserve this. Stay home. If you're just better than me on strict talent, like, I don't need Mike Bush signing up for this thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need that.
Where he could just come straight out the golf course.
Yeah, and like I run into that dude in the neighborhood sometimes, and you're like, God! Like, you're an animal,
you still can do whatever assignment.
Like, I don't need him deciding he wants to go to the fantasy camp. Okay?
Just out of boredom.
Yeah, so like, let's keep this to regular dudes. Because, dude, I'm sorry, I'm going to get back to the point. But I was just like, I'm sitting here and I'm like, oh, dude.
Like, so your arm from so pumping bad. Your arms. Yeah, yeah.
Just
your
from whole, like, yeah. You know, when you're getting up that hill. And I mean, it was about 30 yards. I mean, just
you got to get your form back right too.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah, I know. I had the hands open, you know. Look, and there's some people jogging by and they're like, "Man, he must be in." I could see on their face like, "Man, he must be in, like a player."
Steve's out there being dealt.
And I'm dying. Yeah.
Steve's out there being Delta Force training.
Yeah, it's just insane. So,
put the book bag on, Steve, with the weights in it.
I do have a weighted vest, but I'm not there yet. I got to get in the neighborhood a little more before I start weighted vest training out there by the little lake thing. People are just sitting out there doing like homework or something.
He's crazy.
Yeah, and I'm like, "Yeah, I'm sorry."
So, start making the noise.
No, I do. You have to. No, you physically have to get up the hill.
Steve, you better not be out there making noise.
Dude,
You better not be out there making physical grunting noise.
I did six on one hill and then four on another.
It doesn't matter.
That was, and the other one was like straight up. Almost.
Brian, we're going to the judge right now. Steve, has he been in the neighborhood long enough to be running hills and making noises as he's running up the hill and being that guy in the neighborhood?
I think he's just making his presence known. He just wants everybody to know he's there, and he's like, hey, hey, Steve, I've got all in the building.
I've got all neon colors on, just gotta get that burn.
Did you guys see that? Did you guys see that? Me just run that hill. Yeah,
just get my morning burn in. What does they say on Dodgeball where he's like, oh, look at the show. Look at the show. Yeah, it's
like, okay. Okay. Okay,
Steve, just a word of advice. Usually the area that you're in is a lot of people who want quiet, peaceful, exclusiveness away from everybody.
No, wait a minute. They party over there.
They do.
Oh my gosh, dude. On Thursday, listen, on Thursdays they have block party. Just blast. Look, I was laying down at like 10:30 and was like, hey, y'all, I'm trying to sleep, bro.
Yeah. Y'all ever slow down a little bit?
Friday nights you got music over there, you know, but markets on Saturday. Yeah,
so they just got to put up with your workout.
Yeah, so like, yeah, y'all going to have to just deal with it. Okay, so the thing is for Louisville in that deal, I think L. Ellis is that guy, but L. Ellis has got to get ready for the game. Like, or he's got to adjust, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Right.
Maybe he comes in, he's just ready to go.
Yeah. And I'm glad you said that because my rankings are going to come on a lot of assumptions. They're just a lot of, you know, limited information. And Marcus Carr is a run stopper. He is.
Yeah.
Three possessions, no bucket. I'm going to the free throw line.
By the way, somebody said earlier he had like 30-8. On Iowa. Frederick. Yeah, if you were wondering.
I guarantee they didn't have CJ Frederick guarding Marcus
Carr. No. Heck no. Well, he would have had 50-8. 50-12.
Okay, so you'll sweeten the deal by you'll take Carr
for
over
Louisville.
Kofi.
For,
yeah, yeah.
For Louisville.
Just straight
for
up.
Louisville straight up. Because if I needed a big, I would say, oh, give me that guy. Mm. Who's to say you don't get Carr? One of those guys aren't like, well, I'd like to go play with him.
And then there's that.
Yeah, so Louisville does have two spots.
That would be nice to steal both of them for the last minute. Okay, so Steve, we're going to start at number 12, right?
Lowest IQ on the team.
Yes. I was hoping you wouldn't phrase it like that.
Okay.
Because there's people listening right now who don't want to hear their names or their kids' names or their favorite players' names at the moment. But, again, this is early season. This is where we're at. I'm not going to do a bunch of disclaimers. I'm ranking IQs, so don't take your lowest score personal. Number 12, Roosevelt Wheeler. I say Roosevelt Wheeler, you missed your senior year, injuries, high school. Like I said, you have missed a lot of development at your size. You know, like I said, you could kind of tell he's a little late of a bloomer, you know, with this game.
Yeah.
He's just kind of late to the show. So Roosevelt Wheeler gets my number 12 spot. Are you okay with that so far?
Yeah, I mean, we could fight over a couple guys maybe on the low spot.
I'll just kind of run through them then, Steve. Yeah. I'll run through them, and then if you find something egregious, you know, you can kind
of
call me.
Yeah, because, I mean, any of these, somebody could go, well, I saw a video where he did this, and I would put him above here. But, yes, I would put him lower.
Yeah, wait till the end. Okay, Roosevelt Wheeler is at number 12. Number 11, I go J.J. Trainer. I say J.J. has all the athleticism in the world. J.J. has all, you know, the speed, the dexterity. He has all those things. J.J., another late-to-the-party guy. Like, he is, famously late, you know, late to the game of basketball, kind of. A lot of times just played it for fun early. It's just there's no sugarcoating that.
People thought he'd be a redshirt last year.
Right.
Coming in.
Right. He was supposed to be a redshirt. COVID hurt his development. You know, like I said, he got some good workout in. Boo Brewer, you know, did a good job. But Deion Lee did a great job. But he has to play physical, high-level basketball. He has to learn how to move people with his lower body and not his upper body. Even when you watch his pump fake, he doesn't pump fake and show the ball to people.
Right.
He just kind of hesitates, and that's his pump fake, you know? Like, even the show, the late game bucket he gets against Seton Hall last year. You can just see he's just hesitant, but he's aggressive and he's a quick jumper. And you know, he misses the ball off the backboard. He goes back and gets it and puts it back up. He's relying right now on pretty much raw athleticism.
He's a guy that I think he's a guy that Ross McMaines is talking about, where you're like, yeah, but you may not have it yet, but you've got all, you possess all the possibility to do it.
Yes. So he, I would say you need to be over there working the hardest. Like,
I think he uses his body great. I don't think he uses his body great underneath.
That's what I said. Yeah, yeah. He doesn't know how to move people with his lower body and not his upper body. He'll push upper body, but no, like moving people in position and sealing people, that's you using your legs and your lower body and holding your position. He has a lot to learn about that, you know. So,
but he's essentially a freshman this year.
Right.
You got a free year last year.
He was going to redshirt.
Yeah. So yeah, no, I would maybe have him a 2 spots higher, but like I think in that range.
Okay, next one, Gabe Wisnitzer. Again, Gabe started out higher. The reason Gabe fell in mine is because you forget he's a reclass. Gabe was supposed to be a senior last year. Mm-hmm. Gabe was a reclassification.
He was a redshirt last year. They played him only because the rule.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Reclass, better to be at college than sitting at home, you know, playing this basketball. With COVID shutting down, we got Gabe on campus. Mm-hmm. He, you know, again, the reason I had him higher is because I see he makes some of the right decisions. He's a fast learner, it looks like.
Yeah.
So that's why, you know, I mean, he ended up getting bumped kind of by default. Sure. But at that was the number 10 spot. I had Gabe Wisnitzer. At the 9 spot, Jalen Withers. Mm-hmm. Jalen Withers, I can't believe I'm putting an all-conference first-team freshman in the Jalen Withers spot.
Me either.
But he's working.
I got him a little higher.
Here's the thing. He's working, put it this way, JJ and Jalen have 100 tools in their bag, right? They're only scratching the surface, and they're only using 13 of them out of their 100 tools.
Yeah.
Gabe and Roosevelt may have 25 tools total, you know, and they're using 13 of their tools out of the 25.
Yeah.
So it just kind of, you know, it kind of just puts them in a different space. So I just think the amount of tools that Jalen Withers does not take advantage of is why I have him at that 9 spot.
I just think Jalen finds a way. I think he finds his. I think he's got a knack for finding a way around. I think he's made. I mean, he passed the ball pretty well. I pretty much like how he posts up underneath us. I'd have him a little higher.
Fair enough.
That one we might disagree on a little bit.
Fair enough. Withers is there. Okay. Now this is where I kind of hit a traffic jam. My next one coming in at number 8, Mike James.
Okay.
That was a difficult one.
Yeah, that was kind of tough. Because
difficult one is James. He knows how to play basketball. When I watch his tape, he's making the right decisions on that court, right? In a high school court, right?
Yeah.
There's no way I could put a Sam Williamson going into his third year behind Mike James.
Well, no. I mean, and Mike James, I mean, he's a guy him and Roosevelt are the two. I've never played against this level of competition.
Right.
At the college level. Ever.
Right.
They're the two on the team that are just complete wild cards.
Right.
Yeah.
So James, I like what I see, but just by default and ranking system, Marcus Maben.
Which, by the way, Mike James will be talking tomorrow at 2.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, you get to hear Maybe Mike I'll James. Call in and ask him what does he think about being ranked 8.
Yeah,
on the
Maben IQ list.
Yeah, Maben quality control IQ Richter scale. So
somebody said Maben's just picking on the bigs. My cousin actually texted me and was like, "Why does Marcus hate the bigs?"
Because I need more out of him. All guards hate bigs. All bigs hate guards. Sorry, I'm biased.
Fair enough.
Yeah, you go out there, you go out there with Joseph and Sema. See how you feel about your bigs.
To be fair, he always played with me, so. Give me the Barack. I'm going to finish it.
High IQ, Steve.
High IQ, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough. So he spoiled.
If we messed up, it was usually because he was a jackass.
So he's spoiled. Yeah. Okay. So I went Mike James, and then I went Sam Williamson.
Okay.
Right in front of Mike James. Sam has got the experience. He has the things. It's like by now, you should have stopped attacking so straight up. Like okay. Sam started doing the right things, but it's like I docked him for taking so long to start being able to affect the game.
Sure.
So his second half of the season is kind of like a to be determined.
Okay.
Because I want to know if that was the real Sam or that was a desperate Sam. I'm just trying to salvage the season.
I'm okay with Sam in that 4-7 range or 5-7 range. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I went Sam Williamson. Right in front of Sam, I went Matt Cross. Now, the reason I put Matt Cross above Sam is kind of maybe a Marcus rule. It's hard to start Division I basketball as a freshman.
Yeah.
Sam did, but Sam was not effective a whole lot of time. Now, here's the thing. This ranking with Sam, I did want to put in a disclaimer. Maybe in practice, probably obviously, it's more likely in practice, he shows a tremendous IQ. Mm-hmm. And maybe in the game, he gets a little kind of, he doesn't get lost in the game like Coach Mack wants.
Right.
So maybe his game probably, you know, like there's high risk. There's more risk and you don't take those chances as much in the game. So he's probably like one of those guys that's a lot more super aggressive in practice, you know, but you're trying to get it to translate. So that kind of docks him. Matt Cross comes in there, Miami, Larinaga.
Yeah.
You start under him. That coach knows what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
If you can convince that coach that you're a starter, if you can come in and go in game and go 12-7 in your opening game as a freshman,
yeah,
that means you've showed all preseason you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
To start a first game. Like, and there was some talent down there.
They
weren't world beaters, but they had some talent in there. And it's just like I said, his size, his shooting, effective percentages, all that good stuff, that just gave him the edge. Next one, L. Ellis.
Okay.
L. Ellis would be number 5.
Okay.
L. Ellis is number 5. Yeah, we're in the top 5. L. Ellis, junior college, docks him. You know, junior college docks him.
Yeah. But, I mean, majority of kids, his ability aren't in junior college because of their play.
Right. Right. Style. He's definitely a yet to be determined. Mm-hmm. His style was open court, push the ball no matter what. Like, he didn't have to wait for the team. He didn't have to wait for the numbers. He didn't have to, you know, I'm not saying he can't do it. I'm not saying he doesn't know. You know, in Louisville, you know, hey, can you run this system more relaxed? Can you run this a pick and roll execution system? He didn't, you know, no pack line organization. His teams were just open court and fast, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's where I put L. Ellis at 5. 4, Noah Locke. Got Noah Locke at 4.
Yeah, he would be high. He would be high for me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Noah Locke 4. I gave him some bonus points. Mom coaches, dad coaches, Cameron Murray coached him.
Just listen, just watching his film, he is so good at – I was watching – I actually did a lot this weekend of guys coming in. Mm-hmm. Watching Noah Locke and his knowledge of – he catches it. He's got an open look or kind of a semi-open look. But he just got a little hitch in his shot, right?
Yep.
So he catches it, and he's a master at this. One swing, fade, catch, shoot.
Yeah, being ready.
Like, yep. Yeah, it's like, but he knew what he was doing.
Turning down.
Appreciate you, man.
Turning down the shot for a better shot.
Like, look, one pass, fade, get on the wing, I'm wide open, knocks it down. You know, or more open, you know, that, like, just stuff like that is like, that dude just knows the game. Mm. He understands the floor, he understands. A guy that can shoot the ball that good. Sure, they can have spots, but he doesn't really care if I'm straight ahead or to the wing. Like, I'm a good shooter pretty much anywhere.
Yeah, I'm confident where I let it go, I feel like it's going in. Okay, number 3, Malik Williams.
He'd be up there for me, too.
Malik Williams.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Played plenty of basketball, makes the right decisions outside of health. He would have easily been closer to number one. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, you're already top three. Like, you know how much closer you can get.
Yeah.
But I do have Malik Williams. Like I said, if he had one offensive go-to move that we recognized, he may be number one.
Yeah, because that's what he doesn't. Yeah, that's what he doesn't.
That's what I dock him on. Like, yeah. he still doesn't look comfortable. Just a simple bank shot, you know, bank shot on the right block. You know, I just think he just does not have a patented offensive shot at all. Like, we never know what he's going to do. His, you know, sometimes his body turns awkwardly, you know, where he puts himself in the awkward position. So that's where he, you know, his offensive shot selection gets him a little bit of docking. Okay, we're down to the top two basketball IQs. And as soon as I tell you number two, you're going to know number one. So number two is DeAndre Davis.
Mm-hmm.
You watch the video. He knows when to push it. He knows when the defense is sleeping on a shot. Mm-hmm. He knows when to run out. He can predict the turnover. He's always in the right position defensively. Mm-hmm. His closeouts are concentrated.
Sure.
He closes out. He challenges the exact way Coach Mack wants him to challenge. Yeah. I mean, sometimes he actually blocks shots just closing out with the hand up like you're supposed to.
Tremendous.
Yeah. Like I said, charges, he's always there. Mm-hmm. His hands are low. His body position is always low.
He uses his body better than anybody on the team.
Yep. He seals his man, you know, when he needs to. He always gives his offensive guy a place to throw the ball.
The way he plays, it's odd. The way he plays is going to – I think he's going to struggle to – not struggle. Struggle is not the right word. I think he's going to have to sell himself to the NBA. Not his body, not as, right. But the way he plays, mm-hmm. It's almost like, you know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of, like, if you're like, man, I'm just using myself, it's not true, but like, if you're like, man, Steve is awesome center, man. He is awesome center. Mm-hmm. Dude, he knows what he's doing down there. What's he going to play in college? Oh, hell, nowhere.
Right.
He's 6'2", 6'3", right, you know, right, right. Yeah, ain't no chance. Can he play guard? No. He's a great center,
right,
man.
Right.
You know, you go watch the games, you're like, dude, he's all DeAndre, I think, is going to fall into that a little bit.
Yeah, but he's going to be a legend here because he's going to be the reason we make our run.
No, I totally agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree. And he'll make money playing ball. Right. He may go to the league. I don't know. I mean, he worked
I mean, listen, we,
super hard
we
on his shot.
We said this exact same thing about Dwayne.
But Dwayne is, I think, it's kind of fulfilling that prophecy.
Yeah.
Where, like, he's because if the word I'm hearing is right, I think he's gonna get a spot on the team, a summer team this year, and he got a shot last year, and it's like he's almost gonna just have to niche his way onto a team.
I think it's
where DeAndre's gonna be when it's all said and done.
But I mean, it could be worse.
No, it could be a lot worse. I mean, DeAndre, do you want to go overseas and make a ton of money? Do you want to play over here and make pretty good money? He'll be fine.
Okay, so
your top four for me, before we get to number one, because I totally agree with number one. Like, I'm 1,000% with you on number one. I would put Davis behind Locke and Williams, but I would do that with the caveat of I've just watched them do it more.
Yep.
So that may be the only reason, but the top four, I think, spot on. Yeah.
Jared West.
Absolutely number one.
Jared West.
Number one.
You watch his Marshall and you're like, he's running that team.
Absolutely running that team.
Listen, you don't get the amount of steals.
Him and Noah Locke played each other too. It's a good video to watch. Go back and look at Marshall, Florida. Yep. If you want to go watch a game and watch a full game with those two, it's on YouTube. It's a good vibe feel of both of them. And I got to remember, it might have been the year before last. Mm-hmm. I know this is sad to say, but I think it was at one of those tournaments. So I can't really tell if it was the COVID year.
Yeah.
Because those tournaments sometimes are just,
You
know, middle of the day in November.
Jared West, watching him run his team, legitimately watching his his vision, him setting up the alley-oops.
I'm going to say this. He will be, and this is going to, I hope this doesn't send you into a something. He will be, I think, I don't want to say the best, but he'll be one of the three best at throwing an alley-oop since 2000, since Rick got here. He will be one of the three best. Now, here's why I don't want that to send you into a fit. I'm not sure who can connect on it.
I know. No. You said it. Listen, I did the tape, Steve. I did it on the video.
So you agree?
Yes.
Okay.
I
think Quentin was great at it.
I did a YouTube channel, Steve. DeAndre Davis pretty good, too. Be careful with him.
At throwing the
hoop? Yes.
Yeah, fair enough. But I'm kind of going traditional.
Yep.
But yeah, yeah.
Listen, I did the video, and I'm like looking at it, and I'm, listen, you called it. I'm pulling my eyes out because I'm like, Jalen, JJ, Mike, if you're not looking at this video and looking for alley-oop opportunities the entire season next year, you're going to be wasting your time.
That's a good text.
The fastest way you get up on the board.
Yeah, man.
Ryan
was the best and the worst.
Y'all want to get paid?
Yeah.
If y'all want to do some name, image, and likeness, be ready to dunk the ball. JJ, Jalen, Mike James. We love dunks in Louisville. If you want to get name, image, and likeness money, you always keep your eyes on Jared West. Mm-hmm. And you assume that he's getting ready to throw you the alley-oop all the time. You swing wide and you look up in the air and you assume the ball is coming. I don't want you to be surprised. And here's the problem. If I watch you, JJ, and you look surprised that he threw the alley-oop, I'm gonna go talk to Granddad Trainer. We're gonna have to furniture moving or something.
Oh, he's gonna say he look, you're gonna go in there and make a deal and say every time that he doesn't, I get free ribs.
Right? Yeah, just something. Listen, Jalen.
You're costing your grandpa's money.
You're costing
every time he talks to it.
Right. Name, image, and likeness money, NFL money.
But listen, I beg of you, go watch the highlights of Jared West, especially the new one that's out from last season.
It looks like JJ and Jalen on his team.
God, he can throw it from anywhere, and he throws it so unexpectedly. And I'm talking half court, Marcus.
Yep.
Just flicks it. Perfect. I mean, he puts it perfect. Steve Rummage, if he could still get up that high,
could dunk that
would be where, because he puts it in. He literally put, it's like, it's perfect.
He catches you on the way up perfectly.
Yeah. It's like, 'cause all you've got to do is just tap it in.
Yes.
You know?
And then swing on the rim and raise your legs. And then and all these businesses are going to say, Louisville likes dunkers.
I mean, seriously, I Quentin Snyder is probably the only other guy. And he was throwing to Trez.
Reese Gaines threw a nice alley-oop.
That could be fair.
Reese doing
it. Like I said, I mean, Peyton wasn't bad at it.
Montrez was a cheat code.
Him and Shane. Yeah. Peyton wasn't bad at it. But, I mean, like, I'm trying to think, really, of anybody else. Maybe two. I said three, only having Quentin in mind. I just was like, surely there's another one.
I can't wait for the DeJuan Wee family to say,
I said 2000.
They didn't even put Steve didn't even put Wheat in the top alley-oop throwing.
I stopped it at when Rick got here. So I cut out all your people.
Jerry.
I did that. I specifically cut out all your people. It was like, look, since Rick had been there, I'm not putting you in a weird spot.
Right.
Let's go four. Reese is about the only one that would be.
The crossover.
Reese could be just I see Reese scoring. Like, that's all in my brain. Right. I'm guilty of just like, I'm like, no, he scored. Did he ever throw an assist? I don't know.
Reese, he threw a good out. And he always probably put some stink on it, too.
But you have to have guys ready to make a dunk shot when you put it up there. It's simple as that, man.
simple as
Jared West can be the dunk shot provider for this team.
Sounds like a name, image, and likeness if I ever heard one. The assist man of the year. Let's take a quick commercial break. Our last commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maven.
On 939 The Ville.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Steve, are there any specialty shout-outs we need to give to everybody? The NBA playoffs are about to start. Getting excited what, about
finals?
That.
I mean, the finals. Yeah, about the finals. That. The finals. Hello. That's me up. Look good. So anyways, DraftKings is back. So McGregor and Poirier. Three, right? Was that right?
I don't know.
Okay. Is all set for UFC 264 and DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, has a knockout offer for this weekend's fight. DraftKings is offering 264-1 odds on a knockout in the first round during Saturday's main event. If the rubber match ends in a first-round knockout, you walk away with cash. Just pick the main event fighter you think will win by first round knockout. DraftKings Sportsbook will give you 264-1 odds on that fighter. That's right. Bet $1 on McGregor or Poirier. I got to figure out how to say that.
Right.
To win by first round knockout, you win $264. Texan, help me out on that. There's no better way to put your MMA knowledge to the test than to put your money where your mouth is with DraftKings Sportsbook. Don't worry if MMA isn't for you. DraftKings offers great odds and promotions on basketball, hockey, and so much more, like the finals starting tonight. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code WLCL when you sign up to turn $1 into $264. When you bet on a main event fighter to win by first-round knockout, place your bet. Watch the fist fly this weekend. That's code WLCL to turn $1 into $264. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Indiana only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
So, Steve.
Okay, somebody says poor EA. It's French, I think. McGregor versus Poirier.
It's like Poirier.
Yeah, somebody else said poor EA.
But all together.
Poirier.
Appreciate that, Easy Mac.
Thank y'all, man. Thank y'all.
And not making a joke about it.
Yeah, just a simple answer.
You
yeah.
know what? Yeah. That, you know what? That. You know what? Let's pause for a second because that's important.
Yeah.
For somebody to have the opportunity to, they work in sports, they don't even know how to, you know. Isn't it so nice? The other day, yesterday, I had a conversation. I said, listen, Marcus Maven cannot stand, a couple of things. And one of the things that came up was, if I ask you something, Steve, does that store sell this? If I ask you that, does a store sell this? Is that wrong?
There was a finely tuned athletic machine riding on a golf cart. Somebody, I was curious who it was.
I changed my camera angle over, so in case we get spot somebody, I'm gonna get an extension cord to put the camera all the way over to the window. I'll do that. I might do that on my way home. Okay, so Steve, if I ask you, do they sell shoes at this store, or do they sell? Does this store sell kitchen utensils? Right.
Yeah.
One thing in the world that you can't say to me. Mm-hmm. Oh, I think so. Okay. Do they sell it or not? If you don't know, say I don't know.
Sure.
I hate when people tell me, oh yeah, they sell it there. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, that's kind of nitpicky, man.
It's 100% nitpicky.
Yeah, like I thought you were gonna go somewhere way.
No. That. Michael Maben Sr. would say, do you know? Right? And I would say, I think so. And he would say, well, you don't know.
Yeah.
I think so is saying you need to say I don't know to me.
Okay.
So when I ask you what time Walmart closes, unless you can prove, hey, when you ask me what time Walmart closes, I knew 11 o'clock because the website said 11 o'clock. And, you know, if you had evidence that this is why you knew for sure, uh-huh, and then they end up closing at 10, if it's not your fault, you better be able to prove why it's not your fault.
Fair enough.
Don't tell me you think so, because then I say, so you don't know. Because, listen, if you tell me you don't know, I can go look at it myself. I can call Walmart. I can go through the proper channels to find out for sure. Mm-hmm. But if you don't do that, Steve, that's one thing.
Yeah.
And we're just going through my little finicky things.
Yeah, no, that I was going to say, because that is extremely finicky.
Okay. Number two. Steve, I figured out why so many men have problems with PE.
With PE class?
Yeah.
I was like, what is PE?
Steve.
Is it sad that's the world we live in now?
Last night.
PE? Do I have PE?
Last night, I did a countdown, Steve.
Okay.
Your name came up in that, Brian.
Mm.
Your name came up directly. Ooh. People started calling other people Brian Halls last night.
Oh no.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Oh, no.
You want to know why they were calling people Brian Halls?
Because they were so physically gifted?
No.
Oh. Sorry. I was trying.
Steve.
Because they were in and out of conversations.
Yes, they were going to Florida.
I was doing the ranking list.
Yeah.
And when we got to number 8, there were some people who just couldn't help trying to go to skip to the end of the story.
Okay.
Brian Hall is famous for just having to. Oh, I know where you're going with this. You're going to say that at the end.
Sometimes the buildup gets too long, all right? And I just got to get to the end, all right? The suspense is building.
We
too
all
long.
Have our flaws, and that would be Brian.
That's why I say PE, Steve.
Okay.
And no, I'm not talking about physical education.
Oh.
Don't tell Steve what I'm talking about, y'all, please. Don't say it. Don't think it. Steve.
Yeah.
I watched men who just couldn't help it. I got to get to the finish now. Okay. Listen, and I said it. Listen, if you're asleep, check out now. Come back and watch it later on. Mm-hmm. But I am not going to tell you number one when we are obviously at number 7. And I'll watch 4-3-2-1. It's got to be this guy. I'm like, God, Brian. I didn't make the joke. They made the joke.
Okay.
But I'm like,
it's good to know that people know who I am. The
problem of people not being able to just be patient and deal with what's in front of them is one of those things like, you want to finish the story?
Yeah.
Like, I'm saying, listen, is this my story or your story? Listen, if I'm a crappy storyteller, tell me at the beginning, hey, I hate the way you tell stories. You take too long. Okay. I'll either shorten my story or I'll give you the finger.
Okay. that's two solid options.
Right. Yeah. Right?
Sure.
So, yeah, I realized last night that people.
Oh.
No, that's. Give that number. No, it's not envy.
Are we allowed to say penis envy?
Too late now.
Is that what PE is?
No.
Oh.
Well, somebody tell him what it is. Goodness gracious. when you see it, Steve, don't react. Just read it, and we'll keep on being mature about this. Yeah, so I learned some quirks about myself. I hate when people try to jump to the end of the stories.
This texter wants to know, politely asking this, will it be the norm to have a focal topic on Midnights be the same on the Midday Show the following day? Oh, P.E. Ah, yes. Yes, P.E.
That text is that's somebody who suffers from P.E.
Thank you, texters. Okay, we're all on the same page now. Yes, thank you.
Are you complaining about the topics crossing from a midnight show to a...
Yes, I don't suffer from that because I didn't know what it was anymore. The 18-year-old Steve.
Why that complaint? It's Steve.
They were respectfully asking.
It's 4 minutes left in the show, Steve. You waited till now for that complaint about the show? Is that what you did? Like, okay, you saw what happened with Steve. Steve didn't know how to pronounce that name. You know what they did? They helped him out.
They did. And I appreciate it. Poirier. Now I'm going to be able to do that read, and I'm going to say McGregor versus Poirier 3.
Yeah, so like,
it's going to be awesome.
When you, if you don't like the format that covers some topics in the night and the day, you know what your option is.
Well, Texter would rather not listen and hear the same crap he heard last night.
But that's the text. But why did the texter feel like they needed to tell me that? You know what I'm saying? Like, why did you feel like you needed to say, like, do you think I'm going to say, okay, I'm just going to entirely change my format because you don't like some of the subjects that was being covered last night versus today. Like that's the guy who corrects you when correction is unnecessary.
He said politely.
That's not politely. That's a sabotage text. Okay. And I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like that level of criticism in all the work I put in.
Fair enough.
I'm going to remember your number, too.
Fair enough.
So, is there anything else we missed, Steve?
No, I think pretty much everything is solid here, other than...
Sorry, I didn't mean to derail the entire show at the end.
Somebody said they enjoyed the late night topics kind of bleeding over.
I thought most people did. Most people actually like getting the preview. You know what I'm saying? Getting the... what do you call it? It's the unveiling. Yeah, like you.
Well, it's a little more. What's the word I'm looking for? A little more.
Language is a little looser.
A little more uncensored on the nighttime show and get a little more that. But I'll say this, man. Like, I mean, I think where we end today is.
Are we panicked? Look, not panicked. Have we ratcheted up the pressure on Coach Mack? Does the news of Marcus Carr?
No, but
if we get Marcus Carr, is it Final Four or you got to go?
I'll buy a...
Don't answer that, Steve.
I'll buy a non-refundable room in New Orleans.
You'd buy a non-refundable room in New Orleans.
I will do it on this show the day he commits.
If he gets Marcus Carr.
I will get a non-refundable room.
I won't let you do that. I'll make you wait at least till the fifth game.
I know. First game, I'll be like, this was stupid. This was terrible. What have I done?
But here's the problem. If you win by 15 in the opening game, you get Marcus Carr, you're still going to be like, well, I mean, you got Marcus Carr. I mean, goodness gracious. You should. You should be number 8 in the country.
Yeah, well, doesn't matter. I mean, that doesn't matter.
We were number 1 in the country, Steve, and people were saying, yeah. Oh, you're doing it all with somebody else's players.
Michigan sucks.
Michigan was the hottest team in the country.
So here's the thing, though. I will say something to keep an eye on over the next little bit. I wouldn't really be keeping an eye on a commitment from Marcus Carr because I don't think that's coming. The biggest thing to keep an eye on over the next week or two, or next week, because I mean it's going to have to happen sooner than later, is going to be, does he schedule a visit? Because I think Louisville, I said it at the beginning of the show, I think Louisville and Chris Mack have to beat Texas on this one.
Mm.
I think Texas is a little ahead of them. I think they're going to steal him at the end. You can't, in my opinion, you can't do that without getting him on campus. A guy of his level. So if you get a visit, I think that takes the next step into it being a possibility. Brian, you can play the music, man. Look, Brian's got to get out of here. He's got to go to Orlando. He's like, are y'all done? Because I got places to be. He's got to catch a flight. He's got to let me know how the flight is.
Steve, the flight will be fine. Brian, if the flight sucks, tell Steve the flight was fine. Do not tell him.
Buzzing butterflies.
Lie to him. Lie to him repeatedly. Lie to him. Don't tell him any turbulence. Don't tell him about the small package of peanuts that they, you know, that they give out.
Oh, no. Places like Spirit, you don't.
I know.
No, you pay for everything.
I'm just.
Yeah. By the way, texter said, too, that was just constructive criticism. We listeners get on that on a daily basis. He enjoys it. Enjoys the stuff. You got all mean. You don't got to get all mean.
I just had somebody from France say I was the best thing that could ever happen to a guy going over and playing in another country, Steve.
I archived a texter. That was awesome. I don't know what it means, but it was that one number the other day where I said I would never read their text again or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Their number still popped up, so I just put it. Apparently, I put it in an archive, so now we don't see them. I didn't know I could do that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, because I don't need that energy in here either.
It was awesome.
Well, sorry, texter. Sorry for taking
that texter. That was yes.
Sorry for taking your constructive criticism the wrong way.
Okay. All right. It's a good show. Let's go get it done.
Get out of here before I say something.
All right.
Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville.
The what?
The Ville.